Blog Talk Radio.
Meet your needs.
To sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
To meet your needs. When the doctor said I was dying with cancer, you said, I'll even go by way of Calvary.
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
When I remember your goodness, consistency towards me, how can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough words to this crime, your magnitude. You are endless, Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings, oh, 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 oh.
When I remember.
Though my soul is incomplete, yet my heart forever speaks.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Hallelujah. And be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read a few scriptures before we get into prayers this morning. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, also the Lord, sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With three, he covered his face, and with three, he covered his feet, and with three, he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 3. The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Bozi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Shabar. And the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and the brightness is about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also, out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces. And everyone had four wings. And the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings. Hallelujah. On their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another, turned not when they went. They went everyone straight forward, and of the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side. And the four had the face of an ox on the left. Four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of everyone were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went everyone straight forward, whether the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. And as for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their color and their work was like unto the color of Vera. And they had one likeness. And they had one likeness. Let's read it. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of Vera. And they four had one likeness. And the appearance and the work way as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and when they turned, not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes about them full, round about them full. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, their wheels were lifted up. Wheresoever the spirit was to go, they went. Whether was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature, was in the wheels. When those went, these went. When they stood, these stood. When those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up above them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Everyone had two which covered on this side, and everyone had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their head when they stood and let down their wings. And above the firmament was over their heads was the likeness of a throne as the appearance of sapphire stone. And was the likeness of the throne was like likeness of the appearance of man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire, round about it, from the appearance of his loins, even upward, from the appearance of his loins, even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bowl that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Hallelujah. Yeko ya masandori ya koromo sete ya karama sete ya ko. Thank you, Jesus.
Sunday wedding.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, good morning. Your presence, your tangible presence in my life is just too beautiful. It fills me with your oil of gladness. It dresses me in your garment of praise. It robes me in your robe of righteousness. I yearn for more of you. I'm always thirsty for more, all grateful to you. I love you, Holy Ghost. I am eating your hidden manna. I'm eating the fruit, the fruits from the tree of life. I cannot make it without you. You are my source, my lifeline. Lord, if your presence do not go with me, I cannot go further. Lord, let your goodness pass before me. Thank you for grace and mercy. I pray for a fresh anointing for this day, for each and every one that's listening, including myself. And those that will listen as at another time, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lion of the tribe of Judah. In spite of all that I've been through, yet I will praise your name. Jesus, I love you. Thank you for the beautiful sunrise, filled with your special promises and supernatural breakthroughs. Lord, release your beautiful mysteries of your glory, of your love. Release the fragrance of Christ upon our lives and the lives of our family and friends. This morning, release a special grace, and we receive it, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. You are worthy of the praise, O God. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to bring a word this morning just to encourage you. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to do a summary so that you can receive what the Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning. I'm coming from the book of Exodus 3, and I'm going to go around through different passages in the name of Jesus. Get yourself prepared. We're going to the book of Exodus in the name of Jesus. I want you to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to us. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he is awesome. There is no one like him. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus 3. I'm going to read from verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. The Lord is saying, I have heard their cry, their prayers. Those that are in Egypt, I've heard their prayers. I heard how their taskmaster treating them. He said, I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good land. The Lord is bringing you into a good, into a large land, unto a land flowing, flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I've also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppressed them. Okay, what I want to say to you, that many times we go through trials and tribulations, we think that the Lord is not there, he's not listening. We pray and we say, oh, where's the answer? Why God is not answering our prayers? Why we keep going through this? The children of Israel have been in bondage for over 400 years. That is generation from generation to generation. Amen? Generation to generation. They have been in bondage. And they have been crying out to the Lord. Were they in bondage because of sin? Were they in bondage because of generational curses? Were they in bondage because of that? No. God has spoken to Abraham and told Abraham that the children of Israel were going to go into bondage. Okay, the Bible says all things, Romans 8:28. I want to encourage someone this morning. I feel the anointing. Romans 8:28 says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. The children of Israel that is in bondage, they are the seed of Abraham. They are blessed. They are blessed. Amen. The seed of Abraham, they are blessed. But God said to Abraham, he spoke to Abraham and said that the children of Israel will go into bondage for 400 years. And then afterwards, he will bring them out. So it's not because they did anything. Sometimes we always think there's something that we did that we keep all with family, we keep suffering and suffering. And it's what all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. So what is God doing? He's saying to them, I've heard their prayers. I heard their cry. I heard. And I'm going to deliver them. It is nothing. Sometimes you think, we think too hard. We think too hard. We think, oh, maybe my great-grandmother did this. Maybe my great-great-great-grandfather did this. Why everybody suffering? Why everybody doing this? Look, God has written in his book. There are certain things God has written that we must go through. But he said, afterwards, I will bring you out. I will bring you up. But if you're in bondage, what are you doing? When we're in bondage, we complain. Why am I sick? Why don't I have money? Why is this happening to me? We all do it. I do it myself. Lord, have mercy on us. We all complain. Why everybody got this and I don't have this? Why this? Why that? We all do it. We have that habit of doing it, and you know, God don't like it. Paul and Silas prayed and praised God when they were in there afflicted, in prison, physically afflicted. And God delivered them. There was an open heaven. You see, God sees, God hears, and God knows. He said, I've seen them. I've surely seen. I see what they've done to you. I see what the Egyptians done to you. I see what that warlock has done. I see your picture on the satanic altar. I see what they have done to your virtues. I see all of that. I hear you crying. I've heard your cries to me. I've heard you crying. Lord, why? He said, but I have come to deliver. You see, he keeps to deliver you. He came to deliver you, but not just to deliver you. He said, to bring them into out of Egypt into a good land, a large land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Under the place, the land that God is taking them to, is the place where the enemies are. My God, God, you carry me to a good land. Lord, you're taking me to a large land. You're taking me to a place where with milk and honey. Oh, that's another sermon. He said, but you know what? What's that? That land God taking you to is that empty land. It's occupied. It's occupied by the enemy. And you know what? He will drive them up. He will fight for you. So don't even worry about it. Don't be afraid to go, because he's with you. Amen? In the name of Jesus. To those people who are members, I am that I am. Do you know the weight of the name? Do you know the glory of the name of I am that I am? Hallelujah. If you tap into the name, just that name, the name of God, you will see glory, the glory of God. You will see the goodness of God. You will see the grace of God. That means I am that I am. I can be anything that I want to be. God is saying to you, I'm your deliverer. I'm your strong tower. I'm your everything. God, I am that I am. It's all the names of God in one. Hallelujah. And his name is eternal. You see, the creator in that name. El Ramasante de Akayas, the deliverance, healing. He said, I will take you. So what do you say? I will bring you. See, he's delivering, he's blessing. He doesn't want to bring you up. He bring you out to deliver you, to bless you, and to fight for you, and to restore you. Hallelujah. Praise Lord, forgive us for complaining. Forgive us for murmuring. Because you see, God's prophetic word got to be fulfilled. God told Abraham, he told Abraham that the children of Israel were going to go in bondage for 400 years. 400 years. He told Abraham, God told Abraham in a vision that his descendants through Isaac would end up as slaves in the country. Genesis 15:13. Let me carry it to you. Lest you, in fact, at that time, God, Abraham was Abram. Abraham was Abram. I'm trying to tell somebody this morning. The Lord said to him, know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country, not their own, and that they will be enslaved and mistreated there. But let me read it again. Jacob is living for Peter for how many 400 years, but I will judge the nations they serve as slaves, and afterward they will depart with many possessions. So God sees, he hears, he knows. And this is where he called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. So whatever you might be going through, God has heard. He's seen, he knows. It was in your destiny. It was in his plan for your life. And you will go through these. That's why the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, for the Lord delivers them out of all, not from all. He knew it. It's not surprising for you because it was it's written in the book on your life. Your life, everybody's life, there's a book. There's a scroll on you. There's a scroll on me. There's certain things we have to pass through. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The enemy think he got you, but he doesn't have you. Because God has said that you will go through, but he will strengthen you. He will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will take you through. You see, when God wants to bless you, the land is not empty. It has enemies in it. To possess the land, it has enemies in it. This land that is flowing with milk and honey that God wants to give you, people are already there. So how do you think you will get the land? Because God has, this is when you look at God as Yahweh. You look at him as Yahweh. Hallelujah. This is where you see the name Yahweh come. You've been knowing him as other name, but this time you know him as Yahweh. Because the Lord will fight for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts 7, verse 6. Let's read him that his descendants will be foreigners in a strange land, and they will be enslaved and mistreated for 400 years. That they will be enslaved and mistreated for how many years? 400 years. Do you know how many generations? Acts 7:17. As the time drew near for God to fulfill his promise to Abraham, our people in Egypt increased greatly in numbers. Galatians 3:17. What I mean is this. The Lord that came 430 years later does not revoke the covenant previously established by God, so as to cancel the promise. Genesis 50:16. In the book Generations, your descendants will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. Genesis 47:4. Then they said to Pharaoh, we have come to live in the land for a time because there's no pasture for the flock of your servants since the famine is in the land of Canaan and has been severe. So now please allow your servants to settle in Goshen. Exodus 1:11. So the Egyptians appointed taskmasters over the Israelites to oppress them with forced labor. As a result, they built Pithom and Ramses as stone cities for Pharaoh. They worked the Israelites ruthlessly. So God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Exodus 3:8. I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. Therefore, go, I am sending you to Pharaoh, to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. In Exodus 3:17, I have promised to bring you out all of your affliction in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites, and land flow will make milk and honey. Exodus 12:40. Now the duration of the Israelite stay in Egypt was 430 years. Deuteronomy 5:15. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you up there with a mighty hand and stretched out arm. That is why the God, Lord your God has commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Psalm 105, verse 42. For he remembered his holy promise to Abraham, his servant. Hallelujah. The promises of God are yes and amen. Many of you have been crying out to God, praying, why is this happening in my generation, in my family? But the Lord has heard your cry. He's taking you out into a land flowing with milk and honey. And even though there are giants in the land, he will fight the battles. And you will win the battles because your trust is in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord taking you out of Egypt to the promised land. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. And we bless you this morning. We give you glory. Give you honor. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministry. I pray that this word bless you this morning. It is nothing your great-great-grandfather did, your great-great-grandmother, your sisters did. It's just a prophetic word that came through your generation. I know you've been fasting and praying for years and years. Oh, you've been laboring in the Lord's vineyard. But I want to tell you the set time has come. And the Lord told me to tell you that. So rejoice in the Lord again. I say rejoice. There's victory. Hallelujah. God bless you. A wonderful, wonderful, and a blessed day in the Lord. His name is Yahweh.
Creator of them all, Yahweh is your name. You're the powerful God. Every tongue confess you are God.
Who is you? Is it